So, but I'm here and I'm queer and I love that, Julian. That's all that really matters.
That's fine. Hey. And I need somebody to do the little show with me. And
yes.
Connor's willing and able. And
I love Big Fatty, by the way. So anybody who talks smack about Big Fatty.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Anybody who talks smack about Big Fatty, you're going to have to answer to me, and it will not be pretty.
Speaking of Big Fatty, I was trying to enjoy my lunch today, and the man's talking about...
I made him his lunch, by the way.
The man's talking about putting his sling up in front of the picture window.
Ooh, Big Fatty?
Yes.
Oh, that's my man.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh,
today he was talking about carrying it back into his apartment, and the lady next door, who's apparently crazy as hell, asking him what it was. She's like, is that some kind of electrical equipment?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, no, it's like a massage table.
Oh, my God.
I massage your spleen.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Prostate massage. Hey, ooh. Julian, get your hand out of there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I was trying to enjoy my lunch today.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 832 of the BFO. Far right day! The 8th of April, 2011, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I've had to solicit help on the Twitties for some Axe Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. It's going to be quite the weekend. Y'all don't have anything really planned. There's a horror event going... going on over at the Horror Hotel this weekend. But y'all, I just got back from the cruise, and quite frankly, I have not slept worth a shit all week long. And I don't know. I just don't know why, but y'all, I'm not going to the horror event. So, and I know this probably is breaking news, but y'all in the Charleston area in a little town called St. George, which y'all is up near where Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive go up for camp meeting. You've heard me speak about the camp meeting before. Y'all in St. George this weekend, they are having the World Grits Festival. Now y'all, you can just go and check it all out. Y'all, they have Grits wrestling and all kinds of stuff, and the Grits Queen. Ah, Big Fatty, the Grits Queen. That sounds lovely. So that's going on. Y'all, I was watching the Survivor after I recorded the show for Thursday, and y'all, they are still doing the Redemption Island. I'm confused. I am just confused, so I don't know what's going on. And y'all, I have indeed spoken with Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, there will be no, there will be no LFC tonight, but, anyway, so y'all, he is busy with coal mining things tonight, so there won't be any LFC. Now, y'all, I tell you what, I don't really have anything for today's little show. Y'all, it looks like we are going to be getting some rain. I'm looking at the auxiliary rat. Right now, and y'all, it looks like some. It looks like it's raining over there in Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I don't really have anything for today's show. But y'all, I put out a call on the Twitty to get some questions for Axe Big Fatty. So y'all, let's do this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, I have put the request out on the Twitties, and y'all, the only response I've gotten so far is from Miss Kathy Bacon, who is going to phone her her question in, but I'm not allowed to play it on the show. So anyway, we'll see if we get anything. But y'all, I had a couple on the computer here. Y'all, the first one is from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob from down there in the future, where it's already the weekend. And y'all, he says, "Dear Big Fatty, when you were a wee boy, did you ever touch yourself inappropriately whilst gazing at the underwear section in the Sears and Roebuck catalog? And what exactly is the circumference of your head?" Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm not sure how those two questions relate, but anyway, I can't say that I touched myself inappropriately. However, I do remember looking at the underwear ads. That would be the men's underwears. And how big is my head? I think I wear a 7 1/4 or 7 3/8 hat. So anyway, y'all, I'm not quite sure if... I hope he's talking about the big head. Buddy, we're having Cheerios! Dear Gussie! Well, dear sweet Gussie! Oh, anyway, let's see here. Here we go. Oh, did I see Big Freddy? I've been neglecting Straight Bob because, y'all, I've got another one here from a long time ago. Y'all, it says, "Big Fatty, do you really expect your real straight boyfriend to believe that this mystery man from Oregon is anything other than a ploy to try to keep us on our toes? We could just about hear your brain clicking as you made this letter up as you went along." Y'all, I believe, seems to me like I got an e-letter from my straight boy Big Freddy. Oh, y'all, that is a little ham sandwich and some apple pie. Yes, Big Freddy. But, y'all, it seems to me like I got an e-letter from my domestic straight boyfriend out there in Oregon. And Straight Bob doesn't believe that he exists. No! But, y'all, I must say, Straight Bob is the only of the straight boyfriends who has stayed here at the Fat Cave and lived to tell about it. Yes, Big Freddy! But, y'all, I've got one last Axe Big Fatty here on the computer, and y'all, this one is from Daryl. This is from Daryl, you know, the Rice for Spuds on the Twitter, y'all, and he says, "Hey, Big Freddy, it's Daryl in the Novas. While on travel for work, the car rental place gave me a Fjord explosion, and I thought of you. Perhaps this would be a good Ask Big Freddy question. What types of activities does Big Fatty do when he drives? Does he like to sing? Does he listen to music or podcast? Does he like to moon people at the stoplights? Please tell us. Sorry I haven't written in a long time. I just don't have much to say. Regardless, I'm still listening, by the way. I don't think I'd want to have your baby, even if I could. But that goes for most people." Y'all, I have no idea what the fuck that means about having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby. Okay. Big Freddy, please. Y'all, that was, that was in that Glee show. And y'all, but they didn't put it on the album. Cause y'all, I would have bought that. I wonder if it's over in the iTunes store. Y'all, I tell you what, y'all just hang on for a second. Let me go check it. Yes, Big Freddy, go check it now.
Thank you. Johnny, there's that mystery music you played before that you said we might hear again if we were going to Las Vegas. Yes! So, anyway, y'all, I did go over and check, and y'all, it was over there, and y'all, I listened to it a little bit, and it wasn't nearly as good as I remembered it being. So I did not purchase it. No, McCready, no need to purchase it if you're not going to be happy with it. And so y'all, let's go back to the question from Daryl, and y'all, he says that, what does Big Fatty do when he drives? Well, y'all, of course I fart. And y'all, I don't. Sometimes I'll sing, especially around Crema. Y'all, I'll get on there and I'll just sing, and I was in the Crema choir. Or y'all, I listen to the podcast though when I'm driving, because y'all, I don't drive that much. I really don't. But anyway, I do not moon the people at the stoplights. But anyway, so Daryl, thank you so much for sending that to me. You've made Big Fatty very happy, and y'all have not received anything from Miss Kathy Bacon. So she was just pulling my leg, y'all. She's just pulling my leg. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. But y'all, I'm gonna check the Twitter one more time here and see if we've gotten any late entries. And let's just see, y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's, show, you heard, Julian, that Connor from the No Coat Hangers podcast, and, y'all, They love them some Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, there wasn't a damn thing over there. And y'all, I've got 8 minutes to fill, so I wonder what I'm going to do with 8 minutes to fill for today. Let's just see here. Y'all, let's just go look in the e-letters, because y'all, I've put the call out, and no one answered the call. No! So y'all, you're just going to have to listen to, you're going to listen to me now, I guess. Y'all, from who sent me this? Paul Grooms, the Kitten Whisperer. Y'all, he says, Big Fatty, you could be the next star of a show. Y'all, the star, the show is called Passing Wind. Passing Wind is an enchanting musical chronicling the mostly true story of Joseph Puyol, a.k.a. the Fartisti, who rose from a humble baker to Paris's most popular entertainer at the Moulin Rouge. His superior posterior regaled patrons in uncanny imitations, unprecedented musically, and feats of extraordinary anal agility. Big Fatty anal agility, dear Gussie. He grossed out thousands while outgrossing such luminaries as Claude Monet, Eric Satie, S-A-T-I-E, and Sarah Bernhardt, until World War I left unprecedented devastation in its wake, and the act of crepitation no longer tickled Francis Funnybone. Y'all, it is narrated by Sigmund Freud. This charming chamber musical juxtaposes sophisticated culture and bathroom humor, highbrow and lowbrow, the sublime and the ridiculous. A Passing Wind is quite literally a gas. So y'all, evidently I can go to France and star in A Passing Wind. Bang! Fatty, with your anal agility, dear Gussie. So, Paul, thank you so much. Y'all, the Kitten Whisperer comes through. Yes! Move forward. And y'all, you could buy the ticket for half price, $14.50. So, anyway, that's perfect, because that's a coupon, too. Y'all, Paul has sent me a little story here, and I'm going to read it to you. And it says, Murphy showed up at Mass one Sunday, and the priest almost fell down when he saw him. He'd never been to church as an adult. And after Mass, the priest caught up with him and said, Murphy, Murphy, I am so glad you decided to come to Mass. What made you come? Well, Murphy said, I got to be honest with you, Father. A while back, I misplaced my hat, and I really, really love that hat. I know that Mac Glenn had a hat just like mine, and I knew he came to church every Sunday. I also knew that he had to take off his hat during Mass, and I figured I'd just he'd just leave it in the back of the church. So I was going to leave after communion and steal Mac Glenn. Hat. Well, the priest said, well, Murphy, I noticed that you didn't steal McGlynn's hat. What changed your mind? Well, Murphy replied, well, after I heard your sermon on the Ten Commandments, I decided that I didn't need to steal McGlynn's hat after all. And with a tear in his eye, the priest gave Murphy a big smile and said, Oh, after I talked about thou shalt not steal, you decided you'd rather do without your hat than to burn in hell. Well, Murphy shook his head. No, Father. After you talked about thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left my hat. Ah, big fatty, that is vulgar. Thank you, Paul, for sending that. Yes. Let's just see what else we got here. Y'all, I've got a little something here from Terry, from that Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, it is about the restless leg syndrome. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's about the restless arm syndrome, y'all. It's RAS. And y'all, I'm just going to go over here and just see what it says. Real quick, y'all, it's masturbation claims. Oh, dear God, y'all, I believe the Sea Hag talked about this on her little show about, that masturbation helped with calm the restless leg syndrome. And then many people thought, well, but it probably causes the restless arm syndrome. Well, thank you, Terry, for sending that. It's old news, but thank you anyway. Paul sent me something else here. What is this? Oh, y'all, y'all, there is something new. There are two new bacon items. Several people have sent these to me. Y'all, it is the bacon inhaler, and y'all, it is like, it's like, you know, if you've got the asthmas, but y'all, instead of, shooting, oxygen, y'all, it shoots in bacon, or something like that, I don't know, but, the bacon inhaler. And y'all, then the other one is the bacon cologne. I don't remember who sent me the thing about the bacon cologne, but y'all, I don't need bacon cologne. Y'all, I just put a little bacon bit behind each ear each morning, and then rub a slice on my wrist and rub them together, and y'all, then during the day, I can just, I can smell the bacon. And yes, Big Freddy, that is just vulgar. Thank you for moving forward. So y'all, it's another shit-tastic show today, and I'm just so glad that none of you helped me out, so that's what you get. That's just what you get. Now, y'all, I think it is about damn time that Big Fatty sent out a call to the lurkers out there, y'all. The lurkers, you've been hiding too long. It is time to get off your ass. Get off your ass and give Big Fatty a call. Because, y'all, all I got to say, it is yes, Big Fatty.
Speaking of Big Fatty, I was trying to enjoy my lunch today.
And we all know Julian's lunch comes on white bread.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.